way, and we was in danger of falling off and going down the creek. So this man that was on the school board always sent his horse across, and the brother-in-law tied it up, made his coat, and then we got on the horse and rode the, swam the river and swam the creek, and we tied the horse up there gate. I'd call him, thank you for the horse, along the school. Boy, I was always glad to see that horse, because I was afraid that sometime I'd have to crawl along that log. I knew I'd never make it.
Did you always teach? Was it always inside the county that you taught?
Well,
what is now the county?
Well, what is now the county? I was teaching an Indian school. See, this, I was on the government payroll from Washington, D.C., and was in the Indian service teaching. And even my first teaching that I did was a rancher up here by Tuttle, who was an Indian man, and I taught his children in the ranch home. Mm-hmm.
And let's see here. When did you come here to this locality?
We came here in the fall of 16. We lived over by Pocasset 7 years, and then we went back to Mustang and lived 2 years, and then we came here.
So you've been here since 1916? Mm-hmm. Just steadily, though.
What?
Just lived here steadily.
Lived here steadily. We're about the oldest timers left in this part of the country now. You know, I don't recall anyone that's been here longer than we have now.
Where are we? About 2 miles south of Amber, and about a quarter of a mile west.
About a quarter of a mile west. We're a mile and a half south, where we turn in over there. The road is the half section.
And this is, the town is Amber?
Amber.
And the county?
Grady.
State?
Oklahoma. Only it makes me quite angry for these people that say now, they were in the Oklahoma part of Indian Territory, because it's always been Oklahoma. That part over there has always been Oklahoma. Of course, this is Indian Territory across the Canadian River over here. But the people over here try to say that Oklahoma was a part of Indian Territory. It never was. It was Oklahoma Territory until it became a state.
And where were you born?
Dodge City, Kansas.
And you left there when?
Well, we left there about 89.
And church affiliation?
I'm Methodist.
Is this the largest congregation around here?
No, it isn't. The Baptist is the largest.
I found that just about everywhere I've gone.
Yes, you do. They have just kind of
grown. Organizations that you belong to?
A home demonstration, club work. That's the farm women's clubs.
Occupation?
Housewife.
Do you speak other languages?
No, I don't. I read Latin.